Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. As usual, I'm praying for those countries where Pray Every Day is not yet in. So two more in Africa, Eswatini and Guinea. And Eswatini has 1.16 million folks, and Guinea has 13.13 million. And so, Lord, we lift up these two countries to you, and we pray again that you would shed light there, that those who are in those countries would hear your gospel, and that there would be missionaries sent, and that they would send missionaries to us, and that we would remember that there are places in the world where it's hard to worship you. And Lord, help us not to take for granted the freedom that we may have right now and the freedom I have just to pray. So Lord, I pray that you would bring Pray Every Day into those two countries. And Lord, I know you can do it, so I trust you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I am reading from Revelation chapter 21, one of my most favorite chapters in the Bible. This is from verse 16 through the end in the World English Bible. And this is what it said. It's talking about the new heavens, new earth, new Jerusalem. The city is square, and its length is as great as its width. He measured the city with the reed. 12,012 stadia, its length, width, and height are equal. Its wall is 144 cubits by the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was jasper. The city was pure gold, like pure glass. The foundations of the city's wall were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was made of one pearl. The street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. The city has no need for the sun or moon to shine, for the very glory of God illuminated it. And its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk in its light. The kings of the earth bring glory and honor to the nations into it. Its gates will in no way be shut by day, for there will be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, so that they may enter. There will in no way enter into it anything profane or one who causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, if there's someone listening today that is not assured of their salvation, I pray that today would be the day of salvation. And I pray today that they would pray this prayer of surrender. Lord Jesus, we are sinners. We need you. We understand that we cannot save ourselves. We throw ourselves on your mercy. We thank you for the life and death and resurrection of you. Thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for being a substitute for us, that you were that substitutionary atonement, that you took our place on the cross. We deserve death, but you took the punishment for us. Lord, save us, not according to our righteousness, but according to your righteousness. And Lord, from this point on, we choose by the power of your Holy Spirit that you're giving to us right now to worship you and worship you alone. Lord, we invite you into the sanctification journey. Big, long word, just simply meaning change us, Lord. We invite you to change us, to move us from glory to glory, to change us beautifully, that people would see a difference in us this week because we have surrendered our lives to you. Lord, we want to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. We want to experience these 12 gates and these 12 stones and this beautiful new heavens and new earth. We don't want to delay. We know now is the time of salvation. We know things can change in a minute. We know that health can change in a second. If anything in the pandemic has taught us anything, it's those things. And so, Lord, today and now is the day of salvation. We pray this prayer believing and trusting in you. And Lord, we pray for our friends and family members who don't yet know you. We pray that you would woo them to you because you're so, so good. And Lord, I pray for darkness and any part of our heart that is dark. I pray that you would shed your light on it. I pray for those who are walking in darkness, who we love so, so much. And we pray that you would shed light on the darkness and that they would realize you are the one wooing them. You are the one shedding the light on the darkness. You are doing the good work in them. You are kind and beautiful and amazing. And so Lord, set them free. Set us free to worship worship you. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cricket Keith, and you can find out more at her website, cricketkeith.com, particularly go to /books. And her name is spelled with two T's and two E's, CRICKETTKEETH.com. And she has a new book out, and it is a Bible study called Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. This is put out by Moody. And so she says this, instead of trying to fix things on our own, we can enter God's throne room in prayer. Amen. I'm so for that. The access granted to us by Jesus, our high priest, is our comfort when the world is turned upside down. So friend, if you feel like your world is turned upside down and you want to study some of these powerful prayers of the Bible, pick up this Bible study, Before the Throne. Cricket, she's also the author of On Bended Knee. She offers a follow-up study, and these are of 8 prayer warriors from Scripture who turned to God when times became difficult. You're going to pray with Moses in times of disappointment, the psalmist in times of need, Jonah in times of disobedience, Hezekiah in times of battle, Habakkuk in times of questioning, Jesus in a time of intercession, Paul in times of hardship, and Revelation saints, which we're going through right now, in times of worship. And so if this resonates with you, you can find this wherever books are sold. And again, that's Cricket Keith, and the Bible study is called Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times, and it's put out by Moody. Cricket, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you want to sponsor Pray Every Day, you can email newsletter@marydemuth.com, and my assistant Kristen will get you set up. Have a great day, friends. You are important, and I'm so grateful that God made you.